Welcome to Standing Strong Ministries Podcast with Dr. Sean Strong. We hope that you are encouraged by today's message.
As we dive into this subject and we get back into why miracles happen, share the show. And so I want to give you the underlying one today, and then I'm going to just kind of teach a little bit. Miracles still happen to prove that the gospel is true. Okay? I want you to put that in the comment section. Miracles happen because the gospel is true. Now, here's the thing. The gospel is true whether miracles happen or not. Let's just understand that. Miracles are true whether the gospel, the gospel's true whether miracles happen or not. The gospel is always going to be true. However, God uses miracles to authenticate who Jesus is. Okay? I want you to put that in the comment section. God uses miracles to bring realness to Jesus. Okay? Now, Jesus said in John 5:36, "The very works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me." Okay? Watch this right here. "The very works that I do bear witness of me that the Father hath sent me." So here's what Jesus is saying. The miracles are happening because the Father has sent me, or making the gospel true. Hey, great to see you, Steady, all the way from Zimbabwe. Bless you. So it's to authenticate the realness of Jesus. It's to authenticate who Jesus is. The gospel, miracles are true because the gospel is true. So the realness of Jesus is why we see miracles. Let's also check out John 14:11. "Believe me when I say I am in the Father and the Father is in me. At least believe in the evidence of the miracles themselves." Okay? So here's what Jesus is saying. Jesus is pointing out the miracles, okay, are the miracles are the reason to believe in him. So here's what he's essentially saying, that these miracles are happening to understand and validate the gospel. Now, we know that we have to understand that the gospel is true no matter what. Hey, Patsy, good to see you. The gospel is true no matter what. We have to understand that. So we understand that the gospel is true whether we see a miracle or whether they don't see a miracle, because we understand that one of the greatest miracles ever in history is what? It's exactly the salvation, or confessing with your mouth, believing in your heart that Jesus is Lord. So the very reason that salvation comes into your life is an extinct miracle. It's a distinct miracle. So I'm going to give you just several reasons that I think miracles happen to prove the gospel is real. Okay. Number one, miracles point people to Jesus. Okay. I want you to put that in the comment section. Miracles point people to Jesus. It's really important that you understand that. Miracles are not, you know, to get you validation. Miracles are not, you know, so people will know you've got an awesome ministry. Miracles are not so people think that you're awesome and all that in a bag of chips. Miracles point people to Jesus. So make sure you put that in the comment section, okay? Miracles point people to Jesus, okay? You got to understand that. Miracles, signs, and wonders, okay, happen because they're for, okay, which leads me to my next point. Miracles are for the unbeliever. Okay, I want you to put that in the comment section. If you're taking notes, make sure you write these down and remember them. Okay, miracles, okay, this is real important. Miracles are for the unbeliever. Signs, wonders, and miracles are for the unbeliever. That's a big concept that we need to grab a hold of in the 21st century church. Miracles, do they help Christians? Yes. Christians receive them. Christians notice them. Christians experience them. However, here's the thing. When I see miracles happen, I'm hoping that there's unsaved people around. Why? Because I want that miracle, okay? I want those miracles to point them to Jesus. Or in other words, I want the unbeliever to notice what Jesus is doing, okay? So this is really big. This is really big. It's a huge concept that we've got to get a hold of in the 21st century church, okay? Miracles are for the unbeliever. They're not for you and I. They help us. They encourage us. They strengthen us. They bless us beyond what we can even comprehend. However, miracles are for the unbeliever, okay? Watch this right here. This is really important. Notice what Jesus said, that they bear witness of me. We want miracles to happen because we want people that are connected to the world to start getting connected to Jesus, okay? Okay, number three, okay? Miracles, okay, get the church and let's see, how do I word this? I want to make sure I word this right. Miracles take the church to the community. Okay, I want you to put that in the comment section. Miracles, better yet, miracles mobilize the church. Miracles mobilize the church. One of the reasons that we should see miracles, one of the reasons that we should go after miracles is because miracles will put our face in the community. I've always said this. I believe this to be true. If I get someone's grandmother healed of cancer by praying the prayer of faith and God moving for them and God healed their body and I pray for them, I won't have to beg them to come to church. I won't have to, you know, have a raffle ticket or a chili supper. They will find out what church we go to. Now, not always, right? Because there's always a Pharaoh. However, I do believe that this is a huge understanding that we've got to get back to. When I say this, that everything you face, everything you go through, okay, every time you pray for someone to get healed and you see a miracle and you see God do something amazing in their life, it boils down to one thing: getting God's church to be mobilized outside the four walls. It's not enough for us to preach in the pulpit on Sundays. We've got to get activated, get people healed outside of the church, and watch God mobilize who we are as the church. It's big. It's really big. Okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you. I want to tell you, this is huge. Okay? This is really huge. God wants the church to get mobile. That means we got to take the miracles out there. Okay. I don't even know what number I'm on. Number next. Believers ought to be producing miracles. Okay. Believers need to produce miracles. Listen to me right now. This is really important. It is not enough for a fivefold ministry to be producing miracles. It's not enough. Okay? It's not enough. What you need to understand is that God, okay, is wanting to use you right now for miracles. He wants you to lay hands on the sick that they would recover. Watch what he says in Mark chapter 16. He says, if my people, okay, in other words, in Mark chapter 16, here's what he says. He says, these signs shall follow them that believe, okay? In my name, they will cast out devils. In my name, they will heal the sick. In my name, they will cleanse the leper. In my name, okay, they will do what the church should be doing. They shall raise the dead. You need to be producing miracles. It's a big key. It's a huge key, okay? It's a huge key. So I want to encourage you guys. I want to tell you that miracles, okay, this is huge. Miracles happen, okay, because they prove the gospel is true. Miracles happen because they prove the gospel is true. And that's such a huge, huge key. It's such a huge opportunity to understand that believers need to be producing miracles to produce and prove that the gospel is true. Amen. Hey, I love you guys. I appreciate you for being on the show today. I will not be doing a show tomorrow, okay? I'll be back Monday. I'm at home. We go on a long trip starting Saturday. I'm going to be busy for the next several weeks. What we're going to be doing is I'm going to spend time with my wife tomorrow and spend a little time with, hey, Ray Wolford, good to see you. Bless you. And we love you guys. We appreciate you. And we will see you guys very soon. Whatever happens, be blessed. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged by today's message. If you would like to partner with us monthly or sow a seed into our ministry, you can download the Standing Strong Ministries app on Google Play or the App Store, or you can send it to Post Office Box 602, Lebanon, Missouri, 65536. Thank you and have a wonderful day.